As the school year closes, Boston Mayor Tom Menino hosts a luncheon today to honor all 33 valedictorians from the Boston Public Schools class of 2012. More than a third of the honorees were born outside the U.S. Some were already in high school when they arrived here. WBUR's Dolores Handy introduces us to a few of them.
My sophomore year, the year that I came to America, afraid and lost,
Lost no more. It is a confident 17-year-old Tao Nguyen at a school assembly, paying tribute to her advanced placement biology teacher, Victor Pereira, at XL Academy in South Boston.
Mr. P, I don't know if anyone thinks about it this way, but to me, you're like an enzyme. What an enzyme does is that it lowers the activation energy for a reaction to happen.
As she proves her mastery of the subject matter, the Dorchester teen, born in Vietnam, talks of spending 6 hours a night to study for her three AP classes.
But handling these pages from the textbook hasn't been easy for me. When at the beginning of the year, it took me 8 hours just to finish reading one chapter.
She just gets the job done. She's one of the most reliable students I've ever come across.
Mara McCormick, student development counselor at XL, has known Tao since she first arrived here from Vietnam.
She's pretty exceptional. You know, she just plugs away.
Tao Nguyen shares top honors at XL with Stephen Clifford, a student from the Monument High School, which merged with XL this year. McCormick says there's something special about both of them.
Neither one of them ever make excuses for not getting what they need to get done. Both Tao and Stephen have never used their life situation as an excuse to not succeed in school. So it's really inspiring.
Stephen, now 18 years old, was 11 years old, playing three sports living in Middleboro when he was diagnosed with bone cancer in his right leg.
I had to undergo multiple chemotherapy treatments, and then they had a bone resection. They took out my tibia, replaced it with a donor bone, plates, and screws.
Clifford, his mother, and 6-year-old sister now live in Roxbury, closer to the medical treatment he needs. This year has been especially difficult.
I aggravated a nerve from a previous surgery. The nerve would act up at any time at once, and so I would have shooting pains throughout my leg.
Beth Bernstein is Stephen's student development counselor at XL Academy.
He's a remarkable kid. He's just a very inspirational kid. You wouldn't know anything was wrong by looking at him. And when I found out what he had been through, I was shocked and amazed at his perseverance.
Like Tao, Stephen has taken three AP classes. He wants to be a pediatric oncologist.
Experiences do turn out to shape who you are. I mean, if I wasn't diagnosed with osteosarcoma when I was 11, then I wouldn't be on the same path I'm on now. It's weird, because I'm not glad that I got it, but I'm glad that I got the experience from having cancer.
Oncology studies are in the future for another of this year's valedictorians. Chantel Jones attends the Edward M. Kennedy Academy for Health Careers. She says her aspirations are driven in part by memories of her late father.
I was 6 when he passed of cancer. Since I lost someone dear to me, I feel that I want to help other people.
Chantel, who lives with her mother in Jamaica Plain, is low-key but self-assured. She and a partner won her school's science fair last year and then went on to win the citywide science fair. Angela Headley, assistant headmaster at Health Careers Academy, says Chantel proved herself as an innovator.
A lot of students will take a project that's been done and just redo it and write the research, but Chantel really took it upon herself to do a project that wasn't a stock project that you can find on a website.
Chantel says that streak of originality and innovation grow out of a lesson she learned early in life, and she hears often from her mother.
She always reminds me of this quote that my father used to tell me, be a leader, not a follower. So that really motivates me to keep pushing on.
17-year-old Diana Florencio is the top student at Boston Community Leadership Academy in Brighton.
I was born in Dominican Republic. I came here when I was 9.
She says it was a hard transition.
First of all, I didn't know the language that much. And second of all, I came with my dad only, so my mom had to stay behind for a while.
She says that difficult transition helped her become the person she is today.
I feel like I'm a really responsible, respectful, dedicated person. And I felt like those changes made me become more of it than what I was before.
She's going far.
Wow.
She's a student that's going to go far.
That's Zeta Gonzalez, assistant headmaster at the Leadership Academy, who says Diana stands out not just academically, but in the total life of the school, leadership, community service, sports.
She knows how to speak and stand up and advocate for herself.
The College of the Holy Cross is next for Diana Florencio, who wants to become a dentist. Chantel Jones is headed to Boston College as a double major, pre-med and business. Stephen Clifford is headed west armed with good news.
I've been in remission for 5 years.
He will be studying at the University of California, San Diego. Tao Nguyen has yet to decide what her major will be when she enrolls at Northeastern this fall.
I would like to, after college, to help pay my parents what they have used their whole life to build me.
There are many traits the valedictorians have in common, not just top grades in AP classes. Different paths, some of them began in distant lands, through hard work, diligence, supportive parents, committed teachers. They've conquered challenges to make it to the top of their class. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.